This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the central government is fully committed to ensure safety and security of all citizens in Manipur. Chairing a high-level meeting to review the security situation in Manipur in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said Ministry of Home Affairs will talk to both the groups, Meitei and Kukis, to bridge the ethnic divide at the earliest. He stressed on strategic deployment of central forces to restore peace and tranquility in Manipur. The minister said the deployment of forces will be increased if required. Mr. Shah further directed that strict action must be taken as per law against the perpetrators of violence. He said, central government has been actively supporting the Manipur government in strengthening the security situation in the state. 9 people were killed and at least 60 injured when the Agartala-Sialdah-Kanchenjunga Express collided with the goods train near New Jalpaiguri Station in West Bengal this morning. The collision occurred near Rangpani Station, approximately 7 kilometers from New Jalpaiguri, causing 2 rear compartments to derail. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said in a social media post that enhanced ex gratia compensation will be provided to the victims. He said 10 lakh rupees in case of death, 2 lakh 50,000 towards grievous and 50,000 rupees for minor injuries. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav visited the train collision site at Rangpani this afternoon to assess the situation. He also visited the hospital to meet the accident victims. It has been raining heavily since morning in Siliguri, impacting the rescue operation. As a result, long-distance train services was temporarily stopped. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 17th installment of more than 20,000 crore rupees under Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan, in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. The installment will be released to 9 crore 26 lakh beneficiary farmers through direct benefit transfer. During the event, the Prime Minister will also grant certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups as Krishi Sakhis. PM Kisan scheme launched on 24 February 2019 to supplement the financial needs of all landholding farmers subject to certain exclusion criteria of higher income status. The Prime Minister will visit Uttar Pradesh and Bihar on 18th and 19th June. BJP has appointed state election in charge and co-in charge for the ensuing assembly polls in Maharashtra, Haryana, Jharkhand and Jammu and Kashmir. The party has appointed Bhupendra Yadav as state election in charge and Ashwini Vaishnav co-in charge for Maharashtra assembly polls. Dharmendra Pradhan and Biplab Kumar Dev have been made state election in charges for Haryana. For the Jharkhand assembly election, Shivraj Singh Chauhan has been appointed state in charge and Himanta Biswa Sarma as co-in charge. Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy has been given the charge for Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will keep the Rai Bareilly seat and vacate Wayanad Lok Sabha seat. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will fight from Wayanad Lok Sabha in Kerala. Mr. Kharge said that the party has decided that Rahul Gandhi should retain Rai Bareilly seat since it is close to the family. USA National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Mr. Sullivan briefed Prime Minister on progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation, particularly under the Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technologies, ICEET, such as semiconductors, artificial intelligence, defense and space, among others. Prime Minister Modi expressed satisfaction at the speed and scale of the growing bilateral partnership in all areas and the convergence of views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Deeksha Dagar has secured the 6th place tie at Ladies Italian Open Golf. Her consistent play resulted in a 6 under 210 total for the week. Despite her strong showing, Deeksha finished 4 shots behind the winner, Amy Taylor of England, who took the title. Amy closed with a 69 after posting scores of 70 and 67 on the first 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.